The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We've all done this. You ask your friend, hey, do you want to take something home with you after you make a dinner, right? And you put it in your Tupperware and you send it home with them. Do you want your Tupperware back? That's the question. Happy New Year's Tuesday. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
When I was little, we called everything Tupperware, even if it was inside the I can't believe it's not butter, the little plastic thing.
That's all we ever had at my house. We never had Tupperware.
My mother to this day will not throw any container away. Ask DJ Automatic. When she comes to town to watch our daughter, Ava Matic, there are all kinds of to-go containers from restaurants all over the city.
Nice.
She washes them and keeps them. No, Anthony A., no.
Why not, dude? That's what Tupperware is for, dog.
Once I realized that I could pay, you know, my groceries and do that, I won't keep containers. I actually have real Tupperware. Not the brand, but containers. You know, yeah, I don't keep
anything. This actually reminds me that I got to return your Tupperware, though. That's actually what I got to do.
This reminds me that you're such a mom that you're talking about Tupperware like other people actually care.
Well, I care. It's a big deal.
No, it is a big deal. I grew up on my mom taught me a few life lessons, and the big three that she taught me were always return a woman's Tupperware, no matter
Anthony
what.
A, that's
and
a big
don't
deal.
Mix
yes.
match it either. Don't do that, dude. Yeah, my mom was like,
don't get the green bottle or the blue
don't
top.
Do that at all, dude. Yeah, and as you said, don't ever litter and don't put up with jealousy. Those are a couple things that my mom raised me
that's
on.
That's actually
so.
Four things.
Yeah.
But anyway, we know you can't cover. Well, Anthony, you can keep that Tupperware.
Mm, okay.
Because it doesn't match. Anything in my house. Look at
the Tupperware that you gave
with
him for
the double sides.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that. That was like my favorite one.
Automatic says, bring it back. Never mind. Bring it back. All right. Did you wash it?
Yeah, dude. Of course, dude. That'd be rude as hell. Nah, I'm all, I was raised better than that.
You know
though.
What? You need it more than I do. You go ahead and keep
Thank
that.
Thank you. There's your gift. Merry Christmas and happy birthday.
There you go, right?
National Day, Anthony A.
All right. We'll start with Save the Eagles Day. Save that in some Tupperware. There you go.
Oh,
save the bald eagle, y'all.
Yeah, for sure. National bird.
I didn't know it was removed from the endangered species list.
So sure. Because we love our eagle. We love
out to them for mating.
Do you guys like bittersweet chocolate?
Damn. Yeah.
What do you
and
use
chocolate
that for?
Chip cookies.
Yeah, oh. I was going to say you use it for something, right?
There we go. All right. Chocolate chip cookies. It is National Houseplant Appreciation Day.
My houseplant has made a full recovery.
DJ Automatic is our green thumb.
And we'll wrap it up on National Shop for Travel Day.
I have a tip right now. Here's a little shopping hack for you. During this time of the year, everything winter is on sale. But we still have quite a few months left of cool weather. Buy your winter clothes now when they're on sale. You'll get plenty of use out of them and you're not paying full price. And then buy your summer clothes when they go on sale. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Winter clothes aren't on sale.
Yeah, they are. They're on sale. You know how I know? I'm a shop.
You're a shopaholic. Never mind. Dana knows. Trust me, Dana knows.
How dare you contradict my knowledge?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I've had several past relationships. In fact, I've even been married before finding the love of my life here, DJ Automatic, twice. But I learned something from the relationship I was in before DJ Automatic, and I think it was a positive thing. That's what we're discussing today. So before I ask you, Anthony A., and you, my husband, DJ Automatic, let me tell you what I learned, that you don't have to hate an ex. I thought that the reason people break up is because they absolutely hate each other and you're just angry. When in reality, sometimes you just don't get along. It's just not, you just don't love that person
right.
like that.
Okay. Would you, know you say maybe the breakup taught you more than that than the actual relationship
yes,
process?
Yes, but if I hadn't had the relationship, I wouldn't have learned that.
Early on, I learned that I was really bad at breakups. And that's because I was pretty like emotionally unstable with my own self.
Oh,
and it wasn't
until
my last relationship that I realized for myself, above all scenarios, right? People talk about dating women with kids or whatever, you know, maybe whatever your situation is. For me, a relationship comes down to I have to have the ability to honestly express myself.
Oh, and if you have to hold back, you can't be in that relationship.
If I have to hold back at all, especially because I'm a creative person, it really like that's going to really kind of wrap up my relationship quickly.
That can stifle your whole livelihood.
Yeah.
Because everything we do in here is about expression and being honest.
If you can't be you with the person you're with, then why would you even be with them?
Man, for real.
Some people do that though.
You know, earlier, Anthony, you asked me, wasn't that the breakup that taught you the lesson? Not really. In fact, during this marriage, I used to call my mom every day and tell her how unhappy I was, but I couldn't figure out what it was. There was nothing wrong. It just wasn't right. Do you understand what I'm saying? It just wasn't right. Okay, so before we ask DJ Automatic, my husband here, what he learned from his past relationship, something positive, let's take a phone call. Aziza, you've been on hold. Did you learn anything from your last relationship that you see as a positive.
Yes, absolutely. I think I gave a lot of grace, and that person may have taken advantage of me throughout that time.
Yes.
And then I tend to lose myself.
But you learned, look, if you're not going to value me, then I can't put that time into you.
Yes. And so then I started valuing myself. The greatest thing that happened out of that was when I started being around other people that valued me as well.
Ooh.
So when I showed that I love myself and I valued myself, then I was surrounded by people that also loved and valued themselves.
That's the best lesson of all. It really is, because if you don't do that, other people are going to treat you the way you see yourself.
Absolutely, 100%. And so I was no longer a doormat.
I absolutely love that. Okay, so Automatic, what did you learn from the last relationship you were in before you and I got together?
Well, I would say it's all the relationships I've ever been in. It's just trust my gut feeling. Because if my gut is telling me, hey, this is probably not going to work out, you're wasting your time at this point, why? Like, there was relationships where I wasted like 2 years with one girl, another 2 years with another girl, where it was like the relationship was done way, way, way a long time ago, and that I should have just gone with my gut feeling and saved us both heartache and the time that we wasted together.
Isn't it interesting that we're all born with the innate ability to sense that? You feel it, but for some reason, you have to develop trusting yourself enough to make the move. Mm-hmm. It's hard.
And then making the move is a whole other thing, because it's hard to tell somebody, hey, I like you, but I'm not in love with you.
What you're talking about, we call women's intuition.
Thank you.
And
Anthony,
when they go with that, it's all cool. But a lot of guys, we don't have no thing for it. So I think, yeah, Automatic, that's a good lesson right there, brother.
There you go.
More men need to trust their gut feeling, because the writing's on the wall. Odds are she's a and she's cheating on you. So, you know, you learned that, right, Automatic? That's what you're saying.
That is not it.
Did those women cheat on you, Automatic?
One of them did, yes.
Okay, one of them
for sure. The other one, I don't know. I kind of figured she did, because she hung out with some older dudes that would buy her stuff. So
trust your gut feeling, because somebody's probably
in her. That was in my gut. My common sense should have been like, dude, she's... Yeah.
Common sense, whatever it is. Somebody was in her guts. So just listen to your inner voice, dog.
What did you learn from your past relationship that you see as a positive today? Tap it on the phone lines. Hit me at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You know, we always warn everybody who's listening to us here on a radio or a podcast to be careful of hackers. Well, this single mother, Kayla Howard, got a call from her bank and they said, your account is overdrawn. And she started freaking out. She's a single mom of four and $1,000 was missing.
Oh.
So bank charges, no money. And she's like, oh my gosh, who stole my identity? Turns out it was her 7-year-old son playing Roblox.
Oh, nice, dude.
No, not nice.
Well, I mean, at least it's not thieves or something like that. It's just parenthood.
That's
just wasted money on little block guys.
That's exactly what she said. She's like, I'm trying not to cry. My son has autism. Going through this process is crazy. She called Google Play. They refunded her $10.
Oh, 10 out of 1,000?
10. And now she's filed a claim with Roblox, and she's still waiting to hear back.
Well, I mean,
she is not going to get that money back.
Hell nah, dog. Hell nah. That's part of the game, what you sign up for when you have kids, and nowadays with the video games they're playing.
I was calling 1-800 numbers. This kid's doing Roblox.
All right. Well, from one single mother's misfortune to another couple's treasure. All right. A couple in England recently purchased a new home and were doing some renovations when they started digging up the kitchen floor, which was grungy and dirty and dusty. They found 264 gold coins that date back to the 1600s.
What?
Yo, they took these coins to auction and sold them for $850,000. Imagine how much Roblox they can get with that.
That just made me think, love it or list it. I would have loved it all day, baby. Loved it all day.
So we travel a lot. We fly a lot.
Yeah, true story.
And sometimes you have to sit next to people that you just don't like, that try to take up that middle space that they try to take
up. Oh, yeah.
Nothing even compares to the passenger on this plane. He was arrested after he urinated on a fellow passenger during a flight.
No!
Yeah, the dude was super drunk, unzipped, and let loose over an elderly woman.
Oh, my!
The airline offered her pajamas and socks to change into, but she claimed they initially wouldn't let her change seats. and wouldn't reimburse her for her ticket and refused to dry clean her clothes. Luckily, Air India had a change of heart and has reimbursed her, laid off the pilot and the four staff members that were on the plane. Plus, the man who relieved himself on the elderly woman, he worked for Wells Fargo and they fired him.
Damn, bro, there's a lot to unpack in that story. My thing is, how does the pilot get fired? I guess it's a hit job to kick the P guy off? Like, it's not...
He's essentially the CEO of the plane. He's in charge of the plane at the time. And if he hears that somebody just urinated on somebody else, he's got to go. Something's got to happen.
Hey, that boy would have had a parachute and thrown out the side of the plane if he'd have been next to me. And if he didn't have a parachute, oh well.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In case you missed it, Dr. Jen Cottle says there are
5 body parts you are not washing enough.
And I am going to tell you what they are, because you could have body odor that people near you, the person you love, you live with, people at school, whatever, are smelling, and you're used to your own stank, so you don't even know it, and people don't want to be rude. So stand by. Yeah. I go last. Teach Automatic. What'd you find for the people in case they missed it?
In case you missed it, a new study shows that cellulite in women can actually protect them against strokes, heart disease, and dementia.
Well, damn, I'm well protected.
Yeah.
The study tested mice and found that female mice who were injected with fat, and they also injected the male mice with fat, were less likely to get sick. But then they gave them liposuction to get rid of the fat, and it actually increased the chances for disease inside the female mice.
Luckily, after my lipo, my fat came back. So I'm well protected.
You kind of lost me a little bit, because now I'm just thinking about these little fat mice getting booty injections.
I was thinking they lipoed mice.
BBL on the mice.
So you think there's some man mice who are walking around like, oh yeah, I like my mice a little bit more cushion for the push chasing.
Obviously. Doctors aren't sure why this is happening, but they do not recommend you putting on any weight, because obesity also causes those diseases.
Let me tell you something real quick. I am thin and I have cellulite everywhere.
Yeah, right.
My booty is full of dents. It looks like a bunch of people threw a bunch of nickels at me, man.
Oh, stop. That was very graphic. Oh,
wow.
My husband, DJ Automatic.
I don't think it looks like that, but okay, go ahead.
That's what I think it looks like. All right, Anthony, what'd you find for the folks?
Nickel butt. Hold on, dude. I gotta again just drop nickel butt on me and then be like, all right, what are you talking about now? Okay, all right, Dana Cortez, I got you. In case you missed it, NordPass, which is an online security management company, released 200 of the most common passwords that are out there. Ooh. And the first one, most common, is 123456. Followed by password, one word. The third one is 54321. And the fourth one topping the list is guest. So if you have any of those passwords, bro, you might want to do a little more security on your side.
Yeah, that's kind of scary. The only bad thing I do is I'm not going to tell you what I do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Don't get anybody hits.
You guys in here know my password, and it's pretty funny. Yeah. But automatically,
nobody would ever guess your password.
Never, ever. It's so graphic. Embarrassingly graphic that when I asked Anthony A. for it, he paused and like it was like 10 seconds. I was like, bro, I need it.
It's
oh my God.
It's almost as embarrassing as nickel butt. Yeah. That might be my new password.
All right, so in case you missed it, Dr. Jen Cottle from TikTok says that there are some places on your body that are dirty. In fact, how many?
5 body parts you are not washing enough.
All right, so here they are. The lobes of your ears smell. If you are not washing them every single time you're showering, bathing, or doing your daily wash up, they stink. Ooh. The tops of your ears also smell bad if you're not washing them. Your legs need to be washed every time you're in the shower. Soapy, dirty, runny water running down your legs doesn't count. Especially men, you have hair on your legs, and hair holds on to bacteria. It can give off body odor.
Ugh.
In between your toes. A lot of people, my husband's guilty of this. Ooh. Those shoes stink. Honey, they made the shoes.
It's just terrible. So hard to bend over and to get like really into the toes there.
You gotta get into the toes, into the cracks of the toes, into the corners of the toes, and in between the toes. And finally, your belly button.
Oh.
Your belly button is funky.
Oh. I always stick my pinky in there and try to dig it out.
You got your own method to it.
I got an innie. Do you have an innie or outie?
I have an innie, brother.
I have an innie. Who's got an outie? Call us. Who's got the outie? belly button. My friend used to have that, and I asked her, what's wrong with you? I didn't know. I thought it was so cute. It's like a little button. All right, hit us up if you have an Audi, and hit us up if you know for sure that your partner doesn't wash those body parts. Get him a washcloth today. Get on it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Prince Harry has a book coming out. It's called Spare, and he is spilling all the royal tea. I have an excerpt of him talking about his brother. Oh my gosh, you have to listen to this. I'm going to play the audio. Turn the radio up. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by Ulta. Anthony A. First, let's get some celebrity birthdays.
All right, we got a lot of TikTok stars celebrating their birthday, but some of them are problematic, so we're not going to shout them out. We'll shout out Rod Stewart. He's celebrating his 78th birthday. Hey, shout out to
you. You learned your lesson on that one.
Yeah, I did, dude. I did about that one.
All right, I'm going to talk about Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott rumored to be split.
What?
Yet the couple was seen together all weekend and yesterday. Mm. I don't know what to believe. I think that they are young. I think they have a lot of... I think they love each other. They have two children, and I hope they're together.
We don't even know what their second kid's name is. Why would we know if they're together or not?
Thank you. I just wish them the best. Now I'm going to talk about Rihanna. She's been practicing for the Super Bowl halftime show, which I can't wait, February 5th. And she released a video yesterday of herself in a hoodie. It is a collaboration between the NFL and Fenty. Is sick. Even Automatic off the air said, I want that sweatshirt. Me too.
Dang,
I mean, what are we going to get? It's going to be too much.
It's the initial image that they showed of Rihanna's hand holding the football. Yeah. It's dope. I would definitely wear it.
I thought it was like more like Fenty lingerie and stuff like that.
I would not wear that.
I was like, oh, Cowboys got new jerseys.
Woo! All righty then. Now we're going to talk about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Now, of course, they left the royal family. They still hold title, though. They're still the Duchess and whatever that is. He sat down with Anderson Cooper to promote his new Spare. Why is it called Spare? Because he said, my brother William is the heir, and I was always the spare.
Oh, bars.
Ooh. Yeah. Here's an excerpt from that conversation.
I took it all in. His familiar scowl, his alarming baldness, more advanced than my own, his famous resemblance to Mummy, which was fading with time, with age. It's pretty cutting.
I don't see it as cutting at all. You know, my brother and I love each other. I love him deeply. There has been a lot of pain between the two of us, especially the last 6 years. None of anything that I've written and anything I've included is ever intended to hurt my family.
His reasoning is that he's defending himself, his wife, and their children.
I am definitely on Prince Harry's side here. He's more of a blue jacket at this point in time, so okay, I'm riding with Prince Harry. But dude, the alarming baldness, that was a low blow.
Yeah, well,
you didn't have to do that.
He was like, he's getting ugly and bald.
Yeah, come on, dude.
And he's like, but I mean that in a loving way.
If my brother's like, my brother has alarming baldness, which I might, we're squaring up, dog. We're squaring up, bro.
Never talk about a man's
hairline.
Never regions or hairline.
No.
Because that gets him every time. That's the Daily Dirt. We'll be back coming up after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In the latest on TikTok, people are rinsing their ground beef. You cook it, you put it in a strainer, and then you run it under the water in the sink. Is this a good or bad thing? I was shocked at what nutritionists actually had to say. I've got this in food news. It's time for Hottest Hashtags. Happy New Year! It's the Dana Cortez Show, and I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
I'm so excited about the first hashtag. Black Panther Wakanda Forever will be streaming on Disney Plus beginning February 1st.
Great movie.
Originally, the highly anticipated sequel was set to drop on January 20th, but it got pushed back a couple of weeks ago. This was the sixth highest grossing movie of 2022, earning $820.1 million at the box office.
Damn. Nice. That's exciting that it's coming to streaming, but I kind of still want to go see it on the big screen, so I might do that before.
We saw it on the big screen. It was a great movie. Yeah.
It was incredible.
The one I want to see on the big screen right now, though, is Avatar. I still haven't seen that.
We'll go see that automatic. You can take me on a date. All right, and then should you rinse your ground beef off in a strainer in a sink? The short answer from nutritionists is no.
I never even heard of this trend.
Because you're not on TikTok, DJ Automatic. First of all, the grease is rendered fat, which gives the ground beef its flavor. Second of all, grease down your sink. Yeah, it may seem soft at first, but it's going to clog up everything, man. Clog your pipes. Now, hold on, because nutritionists say you should strain the grease from the meat from the pan.
Damn.
You pour it into a container once it cools, and then you throw the container in the trash.
So you saw this on TikTok, right, Dana Cortez?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're
Anthony
like on cooking TikTok. Because my algorithm is way different than your algorithm,
What are
dog.
You looking at on
my
TikTok?
My algorithm is like cholos, wrestling, football highlights, and then like hot chicks.
Let's get weird.
Like, I have not seen this at all, but If you want to know how to cook a prison recipe,
that's what my TikTok looks like. It's like how you turn Cheetos into the, like, this fine cuisine.
How you make prison menudo. I did see that. Yeah, what's wrong with us? All right, National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's kick this one off with National Shop for Travel Day.
Hey! Everyone loves to travel.
Here's a little hack right now. Buy winter clothes during this time of year, summer clothes next year, right before summer ends, and you get everything on sale.
That's right. Shout out to MLK for that upcoming three-day weekend. We appreciate you. And it is National Bittersweet Chocolate Day, National Save the Eagles Day, who are, since 2007, have been removed from the endangered species list. So, one round of applause for us and Mother Nature getting along. We also will wrap it up on National Houseplant Appreciation Day.
Hey, yes. I brought my plant back to life.
Oh,
so I had one of those money trees, and it got some kind of disease going on. It turned yellow.
Fungus, because you were watering it too much.
Well, it was dying, but guess what? This thing is coming back. It is risen again.
Automatic, your money tree was insufficient.
I'm not gonna lie, it was freaking me out. I was like, is this like a sign of my life?
Oh, you should have seen Automatic ordering all kinds of products. He downloaded the plant app. You call That's me a funny, mom. Dog.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were talking about the positive benefits from failed relationships, the things we learn from our failed relationships. Well, what we're gonna do right now, right here, is we're gonna tell you how to help a person get over their ex and into you. Let's talk about it right now. Let's welcome you to Two Dudes
One Studio.
Yes, sir. The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. DJ Automatic, you got your hand raised. What's up, brother?
Are you trying to tell us how to be like the Dennis Rodman of rebound?
Dude,
rebound love.
Yeah, dude. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes the universe works in your favor, my friend, and you meet a person, a dude or chick, whatever you're into, and they're going through something, they're a little vulnerable, but you guys are hitting it off, and you're like, man, what can I do to get this person out of this weird funk and into me? Here's what you can do. Number one, don't bring up the past relationship.
No, let it die.
Let it die. Let it go. If they bring
it wasn't a part of your life.
That's a good little thing to remember right there. If they bring it up, let them vent. Don't compare yourself to their ex. Don't do that at all right? And don't push too hard. Okay. Like, don't be too pushy about the things you want or make.
I mean,
them,
they just got out of a relationship.
They don't want to go meet your parents now. Come on, dude. That's just way too much going on. Don't try to fix this person.
And especially when you got those hurt feelings.
Oh.
And then you're like, you're so sensitive. You're like, oh, I'm going to make this work. I'm going to be in love again. I'm going to show that person that dumped me.
Oh, don't. Yeah, don't do that. Come on, homies. Think with a little bit more clear head. The final thing is, help this person change their patterns. Okay. All right, you know, encourage them to step out of their comfort zone.
So you're
zone.
Saying to reprogram them?
Well, a little.
Women do that to men. So, ladies, you're encouraging the reprogramming. Guess what, though? Can women really reprogram a man?
I don't think you can reprogram a man, which is why it's not reprogramming Automatic. It's like, you know, you're in a rhythm of life. Like, you're with your girl. You do this, you do this, you do that. You go to these certain events. And then when you break up out of a relationship, you don't do those things no more. So you have to help this person get into new
things. Find a new world. Yeah.
Yes,
okay,
and maybe they will find you in their new world. Who knows, all right?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.